just couldn't believe it. And I knew her too. She was a good girl.
Well,
he had known her too, and she was a nice girl. Yeah. And I was real happy.
Well, sure. And for goodness sake, don't ever do her say anything and make her feel the least bit bad.
No, I never could.
No.
He gave her the same ring that he
gave me.
But I never said a word about it.
No, and don't ever say anything
never
to make her.
Anything. I didn't even.
Because that could have caused trouble. And it wouldn't profit you one thing.
No, I would never want to.
No,
that wouldn't have any desire.
No, I wouldn't do that at all.
I really don't.
And this day and time, the couple that can stick together has got a great big job to do.
Mm-hmm.
The way times are, and the way if you get work, and they'll have to work separate, and here and yonder, and...
Yeah, it's true. It's not like...
Oh, no, not like when I got married. Mm-hmm. Married the bar across the field. We just went ahead and next year we worked together. We
were
pulling cotton together. We picked cotton together. We went our little schooling. We went to school together. And we never did have a job separate. We married and we went ahead with our farming right there together. And when we moved up here, we was together. We never did have a separate job. We worked together all the way through. Well, now that's different than your husband being gone a week or two at a time.
Yeah, that's true.
And or the wife going off on so-and-so, and the man having to just tough it. Now, there's just a lot to be considered. And I admire you for it. I think that's it. Well, it makes you both happier, I know.
Yeah, I think it
is. Yes, that's right.
If children get out of school at 3 o'clock, you say that at 3 o'clock school
was out.
And after vacation, like after the summer, they'll say, well, when does school... children are always worried because they don't want school to
start.
Yeah.
The dread starting back to school.
Yeah. Now, if a boy left home to go to school, and he said he was going to school, but he didn't go, they'd say he was
a dropout.
And then if he stopped along the way and was fishing or something, you'd say, well, he was.
Playing hooky?
Yeah, or something like that, yeah. And now you say that people go to school in order to get an
education.
And after high school, they go on to
college.
And, now, like when you were in school, I guess they sat on a
wood bench.
Oh, is that what they did?
Just on a bench. I mean, just like a church bench.
That's what it would be.
Yes.
Of course, nowadays children have
a desk of their own.
Each one have
a desk and a place to put the books, you see. Well, we didn't. We just had to lay ours down to the side of us. We had nothing in front of us to lay them on. Now that's when they first started.
Yeah. Did they ever have desks in your school?
Yes, before I quit going to school, they got a single desk.
They did.
Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it was just a little old country school, and there wasn't too many pupils, and we got a desk.
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
A building that's just for books, where people check out books, is called a
bookstore.
And then
would it be a bookstore? It wouldn't be a library.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, where they check them out. Now, you mail a package at the
post office.
And you see a movie at a
theater.
Did they ever have one of those?
No, they never did have one of those. Never had a theater here.
Uh-huh. And the people have operations in a
hospital.
And the woman who looks after you in a hospital is called
nurses.
And you catch a train at the
station.
Like in a city where there's a courthouse or a town where there's a courthouse in the middle and there's grass around the courthouse, they call that part around the courthouse the
courtyard.
Mm-hmm. If you